WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 6 days until Election Day, Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania tonight, telling supporters a woman's decision about her pregnancy should be private.
One does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree. The government shouldn't be telling people what to do.
Harris distancing herself from comments made by President Biden that can be taken to say that Trump supporters are garbage, or that the White House says was talking about the comedian at Trump's New York rally who called Puerto Rico an island of garbage. Either way, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin today saying North Korean troops have been outfitted with Russian uniforms and equipment. There's a good likelihood that those troops will be involved in the war in Ukraine. World Series Game 5 tonight in the Bronx. The Dodgers up 3 games. Every game now is do or die for the New York Yankees. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's a busy day for political campaigns here in Wisconsin. Tonight, Vice President Kamala Harris will be here in Madison. Her campaign is hosting a Get Out the Vote rally. The goal here is to really target young people, so a lot of UW-Madison students might attend. There will be performances, too, from Gracie Abrams, Mumford & Sons, Remy Wolf, and members of The National. This is Harris's 12th visit to Wisconsin this year. It's at the Alliant Energy Center tonight. It's scheduled to start around 5:30. The last time she was here, and when Barack Obama visited last week with Tim Walz, both at the Alliant Energy Center, there was a lot of traffic congestion around Rimrock Road. Some people had to wait hours to get in and get out. So starting late afternoon, you may want to avoid the Rimrock Road area unless you're going to the rally. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump is hosting his own rally here in the Badger State tonight. It's in Ashwaubenon. Former Packers quarterback Brett Favre will speak. Of course, that's the biggest race on the ballot, but don't forget there are lots of others for Wisconsin Senator and here in Dane County choosing our next county executive. There are also some seats in the legislature up for grabs. We have a legislative voter guide that can help you figure out who will be on your ballot and which candidate aligns with your views. It details every race in the Assembly and the Senate. Just go to civicmedia.us and you should see a link to the legislative voter guide right on the homepage. And new numbers show the University of Wisconsin system has higher enrollment than projected. 8 campuses across the state have more students than they did last year. UW-Madison's enrollment jumped by almost 1,800, meaning now there are nearly 52,000 students. The UW system relies more on this tuition from students than it used to. Proportionally, the chunk of money from the state has gotten smaller and smaller over the last 30 years. In 1994, student tuition accounted for 14% of the system's budget. Now, it's 23%. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
A Brewers coach signs an extension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers have renewed the contract of pitching coach Chris Hook. The 56-year-old Hook, who has worked his way up in the organization for 20 years, signed a multi-year extension with the team yesterday. He's credited with developing the team's young pitching talent. The Yankees won Game 4 of the World Series last night in New York, 11-4 over the Dodgers. Game 5 is tonight, Los Angeles leading 3-1. NBA, the Bucks are in Memphis. They face the Grizzlies tomorrow night on Halloween. The NFL trade deadline is coming up next Tuesday. Yesterday, the Packers signed linebacker Jamin Davis to their practice squad. Davis had been a first-round pick for Washington 3 years ago and was asked how familiar he is with the Packers.
Ironically, I got a chance to watch him a little bit last year, and it's crazy now that I might actually get an opportunity to play for him. But currently, I'm just honestly soaking everything all in, and hopefully I can get to work and just watch as much film as possible.
That's Packers linebacker Jamin Davis with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, cloudy with showers, even a few rumbles of thunder. Breezy. Temps fall through the 60s tonight, settling into the 50s tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny and around 50 Friday. Partly cloudy Saturday, a high in the mid-50s. More rain possible Saturday night and Sunday. Right now it's 73.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Well, because we make our mattresses right at the store. yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, what is the state of the race in Wisconsin? Ben Wickler will be here. J.R. Radcliffe to talk all things sports. We wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, Wisconsin. Welcome to Nightlight. Ladies and gentlemen, so great to have you with me tonight. Thanks for joining us. It is 6 p.m. It is the eve of Halloween. Are you scared? Some places call this Devil's Night. That's what I remember it being called when I was a kid. Houses would be egged or toilet papered. It was a terrible night. Things have settled down since then, but it still can be, anyway, a kind of a creepy, eerie night. It's a little bit of rain up here in northeast Wisconsin. I don't know what it's like where you are, but I'm sure it was warm, and that, in a weird way, is a little creepy, too, because it was, it had to be close to or over 80 degrees today. So, kind of scary in a different way, but Halloween looms, and I hope you're ready. Hope you have your candy ready and your costumes. Conrad, are you all set for tomorrow?
Well,
we don't have much of a costume budget, so.
Well, like I said, I lost the hat to my outfit, so it's just the vest. Okay. But I think you'll still enjoy what it is.
All right, I'm excited. I mean, no pressure, but I'm excited, and I'll have my costume on tomorrow too. I know Civic Media has done this thing where everybody is supposed to text in their pictures of whatever costume they're wearing on Halloween. So when it comes right down to it, we're all Halloweeners. And yes, we're all winners and we're all Halloweeners. So anyway, it is great to have you here. We have a fun show tonight. Coming up at 6:35, there's a very big birthday today in show business. Our beloved Arthur Fonzarelli, Henry Winkler, it's his birthday today. And we're going to celebrate that with comedian Mike Toomey is going to join us at 6:35. He used to do a lot of fun jokes about Henry Winkler and his act in Happy Days. Henry Winkler turns 79, by the way. So we'll have a little fun talking about the career and life of Henry Winkler. I've got some great clips from a movie he was in called Night Shift with Michael Keaton, which is a must-watch. We talked about it a little bit. I think it was last night or Monday. But Night Shift is an underrated film directed by, I believe, Ron Howard and produced by Brian Grazer. I think that was their first joint film that they did together, and it's a very underrated comedy, and one probably a lot of people don't remember, but very funny. So Mike will be here at 6:35. He will also talk about a holiday show he does every year here in southeastern Wisconsin. So it'll be good to talk to Mike. And then at 7:20, Caitlin Schuchart joins me in the studio. She is the festival director for the Green Bay Film Festival. They do some really cool stuff right down the street here at the Tarleton Theater in downtown Green Bay. Caitlin will be here in studio to talk about some of the films they have, their process, and, film festivals in general. I wonder how many people out there have actually been to a film festival. I promise you, if you check it out, you will very most likely not be disappointed. You will see films there that are outstanding that you typically will not see on the big screen in a megaplex. And that is what independent film and film festivals are all about, showing us those films that we might not have access to, even on streaming, a lot of them. A lot of them, that's the only time you'll see them on the big screen, and I've been introduced to some great directors and some fantastic films. Just to give an example, about, I want to say about 6 or 7 years ago, I do a lot of work at the Wisconsin Film Festival, hand out some awards, host some Q&As on behalf of PBS. It's always fun to do that. I found an Australian mystery called Mystery Road, and it was a great movie, and there was a follow-up to it that I never even would have heard about if I hadn't seen Mystery Road. Great stuff. I highly recommend that if you get the opportunity to check out a film festival near you, and there's a ton of great ones here in Wisconsin. So Caitlin will be here at 7:20. That'll be fun. And then let's see what else. Okay. So this is what I saw. I found this interesting on the Mind. Hold on. I'm just going to find out what that is called right now. Todd sends out this sheet and it's very easy to remember, but I don't, it's like Mind Something Media. Do you know, Conrad?
No.
Mind Something. I just want to footnote properly so it doesn't look like I'm
Mind Numbing Media.
Mind Numbing Media? No, that's a good title. I will just footnote by way of Todd, and then if he is ever taken to court, he can say where he got these tidbits of information, but they're always great. And this one I thought was interesting. Redheads have less hair on their heads than people with other hair colors. The average redhead has, guess how many strands of hair, Conrad, the average redhead has?
I don't know.
Take a stab.
340.
No, you are incorrect.
Close? Guess,
though. No, not really. The average redhead has 90,000 strands of hair.
I was close.
And that sounds like a lot, especially compared to your guess. But versus 110,000 strands of hair for blondes and 140 strands for brunettes. You and I are both brunettes, so we have full heads of hair. 140,000 strands. That's nothing to sneeze at. I know whenever girls have approached me, it's always been, I love that people with your hair color have so many strands.
So it's just on the head that much?
What do you mean?
Like just on the head is that many strands?
I assume so. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I don't know about all of your body, like arm hair and armpit hair and that kind of stuff. No idea. Yeah, I assume they mean on your head. But that's, if redheads have 90,000 strands of hair and a brunette or someone with brown or black hair has 140, I mean, that's 50,000. That's a big difference. However, don't get too excited, brunettes and blondes. Red hair is thicker than the other two, which makes sense. You rarely see someone with red hair that's wispy. It's always like thick. So that kind of makes sense. So it's a trade-off. We're all winners. That's what I'm saying. But it leads me to tonight's question. Who is your favorite redhead? Do you have one, Conrad?
Yes, actually, I do.
Lay it on me, Stretch.
Ron Weasley.
Who's that?
Oh, come on.
Who's Ron Weasley?
Oh.
Is that Parks and Rec?
That's Harry Potter.
Oh, see, I don't know the Harry Potter movies. I got to watch them.
And that's his. That's the character he plays. His real name is Rupert.
Okay.
So that's like one of my favorite characters as a kid till now. He's just so funny, uncoordinated.
Love it.
So, yeah.
All right, that's a good one. Give me the name again. Ron Weasley?
Ron Weasley.
Okay.
And actually, their whole family in Harry Potter have all red hair.
Yeah. Are you a redhead? Is anyone that's listening a redhead? Shoot us a text. We'd love to hear from you. And you can brag about how your strands of hair are thicker than ours or about how there are less of you. Come on, this is your night. Get involved. Tell me how great it is to be a redhead or how much you hate it. We do both sides here. You can do anything. I will say, historically, Ralph Malph on the guy's side. On the girl's side, Diane Lane. Another one of my exes.
Oh, did you text her?
We parted as friends.
Did you text her today?
I just texted you her phone number. Let's try to get her on the show tonight, see if she'll
call. Well, it's National Text Your Ex Day, so.
Today is?
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh, this is perfect.
Did you text any exes today?
She can't afford not to come on the show. unfortunately, it's also National Candy Corn Day, and I'm sure she's in the weeds purchasing as much candy corn as she can.
I absolutely hate candy corn.
I know you do. It's not that bad. It's just a sugar gross. Explosion in your mouth with dyed black and orange. It's not horrible. It's not great, though, either.
It's just there's so much candy that you could go out and get that are better than that.
I'm mostly with you. Here's my other favorite redhead. Girl side, Christina Hendricks from Mad Men. Love Christina Hendricks. Very subtle actress with a face that was made for the big screen. She has these great eyes and like that classic kind of alabaster skin and red hair. She's great. But I would say Diane Lane was the first redhead other than Carol Burnett, who I will also put on that list. Thank you very much. Stream of consciousness thinking pays off. I will say Carol Burnett, Diane Lane, Christina Hendricks, and then on the guy's side, Ralph Malph. Do you even know who Ralph Malph is?
No.
Okay. He was Ralph
I thought
Malph.
You were going to say Ralph Macchio.
No. He's not.
He's not redhead. That's what I hear when I hear Ralph.
I have a ton of cousins who have red hair, and just mostly because of probably Irish genes, I would imagine. But I don't know. Some people wear it really. I don't think I'd look good as a redhead. My skin is like has a pinkish hue. So I don't think the red hair would go with the pink skin. Yeah. So I'm kind of glad I have brown hair.
I believe I'd be the same way. I don't think I'd look good with red hair.
I could see you as a redhead. More so than me.
I could not.
Do you have a red wig you can wear tomorrow for Halloween?
with your master/
bait store owner.
Bait store, yes.
So that's our question tonight. Let us know, who's your favorite redhead? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It is national, it's not National Redhead Day. I almost got carried away there. It is National Text Your Ex Day. If you've texted an ex today, you can do that as well. Let us know. Have you ever texted an ex, Conrad? Maybe after a few drinks?
I wouldn't say in a way of like, you know, bad. I just like, maybe just being like, you know, it didn't work out. I'm, you know, just like that kind of thing. It ended on a bad way. Try to make it end in a better way.
How about, I'm really glad we're still not together. Passive aggressive.
That would be a terrible text to receive, I feel like.
It's just a dumb day, because who to their ex?
Yeah, I don't know.
Especially, I'm married. I'm going to text my ex, hey, how's it going? You can't do anything anymore without people thinking you're flirting with them or trying to get somewhere with them.
Yeah. No,
can't do it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, I remember on Facebook, when I first joined Facebook, I would reach out to people and girls I knew who maybe I didn't date, but I thought were attractive, but I wasn't reaching out to them in that way. I was just saying, hey, how you been? It's great to see you here. We're all new to Facebook. This is fun. I would never do that now. If someone made a friend request, I would just okay it. I probably, unless I knew them really well, would probably not send a message, because it seems like people always think you have some sort of nefarious motivation. I don't know. I wouldn't text an ex either. All right. Who's your favorite redhead? 855-752-4842. We will be right back. We've got some fun clips tonight. Do not miss out on this, folks. There's some great laughs coming up on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. A dear rock star, and it breaks my heart. When it did I fall,
welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year.
But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
She pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, she gave me a peck on the back of the neck. And these are the words she spoke. Blow up your TV.
Welcome back.
Throw away your paper.
We have some breaking news here. There is a speech being given right now in downtown Green Bay, I believe, by former President Trump, who is in town, and we are going to cut into that speech. Who do we have standing by, Conrad?
I believe it's Aaron over there.
Okay, Aaron, are you there? Okay, we will cut to that right now, and we will be back soon. All right, we are back. Let's step over the burning wreckage we just heard. Elon Musk does not need any more publicity. He owns an entire platform. And every time I log into Twitter, his tweets are the first ones I see. I don't get it. So anyway, we don't do that very often, folks. I know we don't go into politics on this show. We like to be more of an escape, but there is an election right around the corner. You might hear that one or two more times. And then, you know, after Tuesday, I would think things would be back to normal here. So thank you for sticking with us here, and thank you for continuing to listen to Nightlight. We are back. And our question tonight is, who is your favorite redhead? We saw this study done. Conrad, I got to the studio. He had a lab coat on and some beakers out and a test tube, and he ran his test on redheads. And they have an average of 90,000 strands of hair versus 110,000 strands for blondes and 140,000 for brunettes. But red hair is thicker. So how do you like that? So we're all winners. But what is your our question is, who is your favorite redhead? Paula checks in from the 920 and says, Carol Burnett, yes. Conrad's mom. Great taste in comedy. Carol Burnett is hilarious and grew up watching her. Couldn't agree more, Paula. Steve from Florida says, Lucille Ball set the stage for redheads in all areas of show business. You know what? You're probably right about that, Steve. I cannot think of a redhead dating back further, although everything was in black and white then, so who knows? But I think you might be right about that. Carl in Green Bay says, favorite famous redhead, danger-prone Daphne Blake. Conrad, Google. okay. Take a memo. I don't know who Daphne Blake is. Danger prone Daphne Blake. Wait a minute. I think I know who Daphne Blake. Yeah, look that up for us if you would, please. Pat from Watertown says, redhead Gillian Anderson. Yes. Great actor and a great redhead. No one who has red hair though grows up aspiring to be someone that someone says about, oh, what, she's a great redhead, or he's a great redhead. My choice is Ralph Malph and Diane Lane. Those are my two choices, male and female. All right, we are going to get into this with Mike Toomey. He's going to help us celebrate Arthur Fonzarelli's birthday, also known as Henry Winkler. And maybe we'll talk about Ralph Malph, and maybe we'll see if Mike has a favorite redhead. That's coming up next after award-winning news here at Civic Media. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Girls will show you never can tell.
Voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Well, we're less than a week away, just one more week of political ads, calls, and texts. The texts feel out of control, right? Campaigns are not just trying to sway your opinion, but make sure you vote. Sometimes it's automated and they're just trying to get information to you. Other times, that message could be part of a virtual phone bank, so there is a real person who would read your reply if you respond. The CEO of a political outreach company called Rumble Up says for this election, more than 25 billion political texts have been sent to voters. Under rules from the Federal Communications Commission, political messaging is an exception when it comes to the Do Not Call list. So even if you're on the Do Not Call list, political groups don't have to respect that. Lots of people just don't respond to these texts at all, assuming that sending any kind of reply confirms that you're a real person and might encourage more communication. But experts say if you reply, stop, that political campaign or outreach group must leave you alone. They'll
they'll remove you from their distribution list. The problem is that there are so many of these groups. You could reply stop to every message you get, but an hour later you could hear that ping and there's another one from a different group. So it's up to you whether you want to ignore them or get removed from their contact lists. Either way, a week from now, the onslaught of political texts should be over. Meanwhile, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been fighting court battles to get off our ballots here in Wisconsin. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected Robert F. Kennedy's emergency appeal to have his name removed from the presidential ballots in Wisconsin and Michigan. Kennedy, who suspended his campaign in August and now supports Donald Trump, argues forcing him to remain on the ballot violates his First Amendment rights and could mislead voters. With early voting already underway in both battleground states, election officials maintain that it's too late to make changes to the ballots.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Johnny Depp and Penelope Cruz are about to team up in a new film, Day Drinker. Yes, my fellow Wisconsinites, it is an awesome title. The film will tell the story of a cruise ship bartender, Depp, who befriends a mysterious day drinker played by Cruz, and they end up embroiled in a caper. This will be the fourth time Depp and Cruz grace the screen together after starring in Blow, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, and Murder on the Orient Express. If you love Squid Game, you might love the new spinoff, which will be an American version. Deadline reports that the project will be led by director David Fincher, whose credits include films like The Game and Seven. This will be the first spinoff of the Korean show. Season 2 of the original Squid Game premieres December 26th of this year on Netflix. Producers say the third and final season will also premiere sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, cloudy with showers, even a few rumbles of thunder. Breezy. Temps fall through the 60s tonight, settling into the 50s tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny and around 50 Friday. Partly cloudy Saturday, a high in the mid-50s. More rain possible Saturday night and Sunday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour continues from beautiful Wisconsin Rapids and the parking lot of WFHR. Reed Gale and Tringy Olson and myself. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Daphne Blake, we have clarification. Daphne Blake is from Scooby-Doo.
Oh.
Yeah. Jim from Appleton says, into the Wayback Machine, Anne Margaret, nobody, oh, he spelled it nobody. I didn't say that. Nobody hotter in the day. Yeah, Anne Margaret was a beauty. I have a quick story about Anne Margaret. You know what? I'm going to bring Mike Toomey in to tell that story because he'll appreciate it. But Dave from the 608 says Ginger. Yes. Nice poll, Dave. Ginger. A lot of these are female. So I went Diane Lane, Christina Hendricks, Pat from Watertown went Jillian Anderson. Dave says Ginger. Jim says Appleton. Or Jim says Anne Margaret. And then Daphne, danger prone Daphne Blake, was from Scooby-Doo. Carl from Green Bay goes cartoon. As long as we're on that topic, how about Jessica Rabbit? All right, It is Henry Winkler's birthday, ladies and gentlemen. He is the Fonz. He turns 79 today. Probably gets extra cool points for that. And he has had a really phenomenal career. He's been able to shake the stigma of Fonzie. Not a lot of sitcom actors can do that. But he was able to. He's still the Fonz, but he did some other really great roles too. And here to discuss this with me is my old buddy, Mike Toomey. Mike is a comedian and one of the co-hosts of the WGN Morning Show in Chicago, and he joins us now on the stream. Hey, Mike. Can we hear Mike? Are you muted, Mike?
Hello.
Great to have you, buddy. Good to see you. Hello. Can you hear us, Mike? Pardon me. I think we're having trouble hearing Mike. Not too much. Do we have a delay? Is there a delay? I can hear you now. Yes. Perfect. I think the stream just needed to catch up. I can hear your dog, and I can hear you. Your dog is barking using a Fonzie voice. So can you hear me okay now, Mike? Or that's okay. Hey, it's good to have you here. You're always the person, for whatever reason, I think of when I think of the Fonz. A, because you're cool. B, because you used to kind of do an impression of him I thought was very funny. You just do jokes about happy days, and you're just a fun guy to talk about old TV with. So let's get into it. But before we do, do you have a favorite redhead, Mike? Oh, nice. I was not leading you into that. Oh, you went last name there. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well done. I think we have a delay with Mike. Should we try to have Mike come back on, sign out and come back on, or just call him? Because there's quite a substantial delay there. Mike, you want us to give you a call? Would that be easier? You can leave the picture up, but we could talk on the phone if that works. All right. No, that's okay. It could be on our end, too. No worries at all. All right, we're going to call Mike. Conrad, do you have his number?
No.
All right, stand by. Ladies and gentlemen, This is great radio right here, what we're doing. I'm giving Conrad Mike's number. I'm about to say Mike's number on the air. So everybody get a pen and a piece of paper, and we'll do this. We will get Mike back on the stream and on the phone in just one second. But we are talking Fonzie, and it's his birthday. He is 79 today, and I want to talk with Mike, too. I'm going to ask him, obviously, about Happy Days. But I also want to ask him about some of Henry Winkler's other roles, too, and who he picks in a feud that I don't know if a lot of you know about this. There was a feud between Henry Winkler and Tom Hanks, two of what I would call the most likable guys in Hollywood. Tom Hanks is in every great movie. Henry Winkler shows up. He doesn't have the career Tom Hanks does when it comes to acting, but he's had a solid career as a director and an actor, and he pops up in some really cool shows. So both guys very likable, but they do not like each other. And it all stems from Turner and Hooch, which Henry Winkler was supposed to direct, but Tom Hanks had him replaced. So, oh, we got Mike back? Okay. Hey, Mike, are you with us?
Yes. Is this better?
Yes. There's no delay. That's all it was. I don't want to miss one funny thing you say, buddy. That's why we switched it up here a little bit. So thanks for bearing with us.
Not a problem.
Did you hear what I was saying about the feud between Henry Winkler and Tom Hanks?
I did hear that. I don't know what that was about, but I actually enjoyed Turner and Hooch, whoever it was that ended up directing it. It was a bittersweet movie.
Tom Hanks, what happened there? Tom Hanks said something. No, Henry Winkler said something about Tom Hanks being a sitcom actor to one of the other actors. And Tom Hanks did not like that and had Fonzie replaced with a new director. I mean, talk about insecurity, right? I mean, maybe there's more to the story. Yeah. There usually is. But I feel like these guys are both so likable. And Ron Howard even weighed in at one point and said, you know what? It's just one of those things. I like both of them, but they're just never going to be friends. So what do you do?
Right.
Who would you pick in that feud, Mike?
Well, you know, I think it all goes back to that episode of Happy Days where Tom Hanks was a guest. Remember Tom Hanks was on Happy Days? He was like a big shot, and he thought he was really good at karate, and he challenged the Fonz to a fight. Do you remember that?
I don't. And you know what? You could be making that up, and I would have no idea. That really happened?
Yeah, he really was on an episode of Happy Days. That's where it all started. Because Fonzie wouldn't fight him. Fonzie wouldn't have a karate fight with him. So he's like, well, you know what? You're not going to direct my movie.
Because your fictional character refused to fight me.
That's right.
Have you replaced?
That's right.
Where do you stand on Henry Winkler's contributions to the entertainment industry, Mike?
Well, when you think about it, I mean, he was a trained Shakespearean actor who got a break playing a hood in a movie and looked good in that leather jacket with the slick back hair. And that's where he got his break to audition for Happy Days. And then went on from there. I heard you say before, he was able to shake the Fonzie off of himself and play varied roles. So he's got a great place in TV and movie history, I think.
That's a great answer. And I agree. I think one of my favorite movies, an underrated comedy, is Night Shift. And he kind of did a total about face. He went from Happy Days, where he was this cool guy, or supposed to be anyway, got kind of campy at the end, but to playing an undertaker who works overnights at a morgue and is very passive and kind of a beta male, I guess you'd say.
Mm-hmm. And I think that was the point of it. I think he wanted a role that would be so far from Fonzie that he could, show that he had more range to his acting abilities than we may have thought he had.
Yeah, he certainly did. My guest is Mike Toomey. He is a co-host of the WGN Morning Show in Chicago and a very funny stand-up comedian. And he has a Christmas show that he does every year in southeastern Wisconsin, which we'll ask him about before we let him go here. But do you have any favorite Fonzie moments from Happy Days, Mike? Just kind of zeroing in on that character?
I'm a fan of the first two seasons of Fonzie, particularly the first one, maybe the canvas jacket Fonzie, where he just popped up, and he really was cool. But pretty soon he jumping the shark, to the 10th power with coining phrases and fighting with the devil. And I used to do a joke in my act that it got to the point where he could do anything. Like Howard Cunningham was like, Fonzie, the earth is rotating backwards. Can you help us? Hey, Mr. C, I'll just ride my bike backwards real fast. Whoa, hey.
That's a great impression of both of them, but it's also funny that you have Mr. C as one of the members of the very important committee to stop the world from going in the wrong direction.
Well, right, because they would meet at the hardware store to talk about the earth rotating the wrong way.
Do you have a second favorite Happy Days character, Mike?
I liked Ralph a lot. I thought Ralph was really funny. And here's the funniest part about this. When you watch a show and you love it and you get to meet the people who are on that show, it's the weirdest, most surreal. Donnie Most was on our show. And I was telling him how much I love this show. And I said, there was one episode where a criminal, like a burglar, broke into the house and locked Richie and Potsy and Ralph into a closet. Do you remember that?
Yes. Probably season one, I think.
What's that?
Maybe season one.
It could very well have been. It was very early on. But I told Donnie Most, I go, my favorite line is when you were telling this guy what a bad guy he was, and he goes, come on, do I look like a burglar to you? And Donnie Most stopped me, and he said, yeah. And I said, yeah, maybe a little around the eyes. So he remembered.
That is really funny. I remember that episode because I think Richie handed Potsy, they were locked in the bathroom and they thought the bad guy was going to come into the bathroom, and he handed Potsy a canister of shaving cream. And no, I think Ralph Malph handed Potsy the shaving cream, and Richie says, what am I supposed to do? Shave him? Like, it was just.
Well, do you remember how they got out of it? Right.
Ah, I don't.
somehow they got the burglar to go into the closet, and then Fonzie came in, and he just took a chair and did that thing where he wedges the chair under the knob of the door, and he was trapped.
See, like, he was cool, but he was also a very practical guy. That's what I liked about Fonzie.
Resourceful.
Resourceful, correct. That's a better word for it. You have, I don't know if you remember this movie that Henry Winkler did in 1977. It was called Heroes.
Yeah, with Sally Field.
Yes. And I don't remember a ton about the movie, but I do remember he didn't like a bus driver, and the bus stopped to eat, and they were all in this diner, and he had gotten into it with the bus driver, and the bus driver was eating a piece of pie, and Henry Winkler's character says, "Irv, if you eat that, you're going to get fat." I mean, as a kid, I was like 10 years old. I thought it was the funniest thing I ever heard.
You remember more of Heroes than I do, because all I remember is that it wasn't Fonzie and his hair was parted in the middle.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? That was probably his first movie role, like during a hiatus from Happy Days or something like that.
Yeah.
I have a clip here. I'd like to play this if you'll indulge me. Conrad, this is the one where Fonzie and the Big Ragu,
Oh, it's I know where you're going
clip.
Here.
Did you pull this clip, Conrad? Okay, so you remember this is where, I don't know, it was like a crossover they were doing with the network with Laverne and Shirley, but he pulls Carmine in to help him with this gang, and Carmine is also, he's a very skilled fighter, but he also sings and tap dances and does ballet. So they
he was a boxing champion.
Correct. And the two of them team up against like six other guys. I have to explain this a little bit, because shortly after Fonzie asks Carmine if he's ready and Carmine sings, they do this move where they turn and put their hands on the on a mat like downward dog, and then kick their legs up at the gang and hit one of the guys, and then they all scramble. So try to picture
the donkey
that.
Kick.
Yeah, right. The what?
It was the donkey kick.
Yes. All right. So try to picture that in your minds, folks, when you see this clip. All right, go ahead, Conrad.
Tell you when to go home, Arthur. Don't ever call me Arthur.
And I'll move when I want to.
Hey, come on, you all warmed up? They'll never go from rags to riches.
It is just such a bad scene.
Yeah.
That was... Yeah, go ahead.
Carmine could kind of sing like Tony Bennett, and he would always do the rags to riches. So with these guys, they'll never go from rags to riches.
All right.
But if you remember this scene, Carmine and Fonzie did not beat those guys up. They let Richie, Potsy, and Ralph fend for themselves.
Oh, my gosh. As
they
usual.
They let those guys fight. Yeah, they were hitting them with, like, medicine balls and opening up lockers and...
You're way ahead of me there. All right, we'll have a few more minutes with Mike when we come back there for a very short break. This is Peach Wabbit and Nightlight. We're talking Henry Winkler on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about rich folks. They just keep getting richer. And I bet nobody listening to this broadcast will be surprised to learn that since 2020, the five richest billionaires have more than doubled their wealth in just a few years. I mean, the system really does reward the winners. But I think it's time to shift the balance. And me and the 6 million members at Work Money have some ideas. It's on us to pull our chair up to the table where those folks are making decisions. As consumers, we vote with our wallets. As citizens and constituents, we hold elected officials accountable to what we need from them. That's what we do at Work Money. You want to get involved? You can text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Join us. Help make sure your voice is heard. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The John and Gordy Show.
From Substack, we have Mike McCabe in the studio. It's the McDonald's appearance. Now we're going to have a presidential candidate go to McDonald's and serve up fries at a go window. You know, the restaurant's closed, you know, and he rehearsed it.
Ridiculous. And the customers were actors.
Yes.
So did he stand at the drive-up window and say, do you want lies with that?
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
You always have to consistently, till the day you die, stand up and fight for those rights. You got to stand up for yourself. You got to stand up for your neighbors and your friends and even folks that you don't maybe agree with politically, that they also have the very same right. And anybody trying to stop that is going absolutely against what this country is supposed to be all about. I think more people need to stand up and say, you cannot stop me from voting.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
We are back. Our question tonight, after we did serious research on redheads, is who is your favorite redhead? You can text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. We've heard some great couple Carol Burnett's. Mike, who did you say? Pinky. Pinky Tuscadero.
Endora.
Were you muted Endora. Again?
I'm just kidding. I said Endora and Pinky Tuscadero. But I agree with the Christina Hendricks and Ginger Grant.
Yeah, and what about Diane Lane? She's no slouch.
Not at all. Are you kidding?
All right.
She isn't always a redhead, though, right?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think she's a natural redhead, though. And that's why they cast her in The Outsiders. Her name was Cherry.
Sure.
I want to tell you this story because I think you'll get a kick out of this. There was an old comedy club in Indiana, in Merrillville, Indiana. I don't even remember. Was it Just for Laughs or Comedy College, right?
It had a couple different names over the years.
Okay. So it was in the big Holiday Star Theater, and I was working there with a comic named Jim Underdown. And Ann Margaret was performing at the big theater, and Jim and I went over and tried, you know, we both loved Ann Margaret. So we worked our way back through security, the dressing room. We think we're being really covert, you know, and Jim's idea was just act like you're security, undercover security, and maybe they won't question us. I said, okay. So Jim and I are nodding at each other occasionally, like we're Secret Service people. And we're like, wow, we're getting away with it. And Ann Margaret was like within 10 feet of us. And finally, her PR person or whoever says, I just wanted to say some of us came to the show the other night. You guys are both very funny. they knew we were the comics and that we were harmless.
That's funny.
It was kind of a nice caper, though. All right. So we have one more Fonzie clip before we move on. I think you remember this, Mike. I might have actually played this while you were on. This is when Happy Days just got the absolute worst. This is when Fonzie is trying to sleep outside, but the animals will not let him. But his powers are so powerful that he is able to quiet the animal kingdom so he can get some shut-eye while sleeping in a sleeping bag in the backyard. Conrad, play it.
Well, I guess this is it, huh?
Yeah.
What is that? Fonz, listen, I'm a writer, or at least I hope so.
Let's just kill it.
Yeah, sometimes it's the wrong clip.
Okay. Well, you know the clip I'm talking about. If you can find it, Conrad, let me know. It was the one where all the animals are making noises and Fonzie can't sleep and he finally just leans up and he goes, cool it, and all the animals be quiet.
Of course, all the birds. All the crickets, everything.
There was like bullfrogs.
And if you remember, he like was laying on top of the sleeping bag. With
yeah.
His boots still on, his jeans, leather jacket. And right. That's how he sleeps too.
Exactly. So I wanted to ask you, Mike, you got it? All right, let's hear that clip. Conrad's got it now. He's a master. I knew he figured out. Here is Fonzie trying to get some shut eye in the backyard just for you, Mike Toomey.
Okay.
Cool it!
And then they like that fun music kicks in. You forget how corny it actually is.
Yeah.
And there was a bullfrog in there. all right. So, Mike, thank you for joining us for our Fonzie talk. I do have a couple quick questions for you. How did you feel? This is, you're a huge baseball fan. The season is basically in the books. How did you feel about the timing with the pitch count or between pitches?
At first, I wasn't sure I was going to like it. You know, sometimes I think they're messing too much with tradition. But I did feel it helped move the game along a little quicker. So I don't think that affected anything.
Okay.
There's a couple players in the past that it would have. Like, remember Rick Sutcliffe pitched for the Cubs most famously, but was with Cleveland and the Dodgers and all that. Rick Sutcliffe messed up his shoulder. And when he got older, he would take a really excruciatingly long period of time between pitches, and there was no limit. And that was because he was waiting for his arm to feel good so he could throw it again.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? So in the case of guys like that, when pitchers get older and have had arm trouble, I mean, that's going to end their career a little bit sooner. But for the most part, I think it's been really good for the game as far as speeding it up.
Yeah, I agree totally. Tell us about your – we got a couple minutes left. Tell us about your Christmas show, Mike. This is such a fun show you do every year in Southeast Wisconsin. I assume tickets are going on sale somewhat soon, so give us the straight dope.
Well, it is at a place called 1175, which is the intersection of Highways 11 and 75, and that's Kansasville, which is just outside of Racine area.
Okay.
And when I mention it to people, a lot of people have never heard of it, which is weird. But we're doing that on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So that's the 30th of November.
Okay.
And yeah, this is our second year at this location. We were at another spot before that. But yeah, I believe tickets are on sale now. Go to 1175 website. And I'm hoping they're on sale at this point.
Okay, but if not, they can get them soon. And can people do people walk up and are they able to get tickets, or do you recommend getting them ahead of time? Probably getting it ahead of time, right?
Yeah, I mean, in the past there have been walk ups, but we try to sell it as many as we can, obviously before the night of. So I would recommend buying them online, probably
awesome.
Cheaper that way too.
Mike, thank you so much. This was fun as always, and give your dog a hug for us. And it was great to it was great to talk Fonzie with you, buddy.
You come back and rotate your crops.
All right. That's Mike Toomey. Check out his show. And I didn't even get the name of the show. Mike, are you still there? All right. He's gone. But we'll get the name of the show. I'll text Mike. I don't think he said the name. All right. Things are falling apart very quickly here tonight. We're going to come back with some more funny Henry Winkler clips from Night Shift. And then Caitlin Shuchart is here at 7:20 to talk Green Bay Film Festival. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
A spooky Halloween special on our next program with John Zumbrunnen from Badger's Vote.
And we'll be broadcasting from our dungeon below the station.
Scary.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up. Went to bed early, and Christmas morning, my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.